Monday. It's time to talk movies. Pass the Popcorn is brought to you every week by Bangor Mall Cinema, 10557 Stillwater Avenue in Bangor, where they have a film for everybody in the family in those beautiful and insanely comfortable new seats.
Fancy recliner seats.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's
good
Very
stuff.
Good. Alan Adams is here from the Main Edge. Good Monday, Mr. Adams.
And a good Monday to you as well.
We were chatting there in the break. You're a little weary today after some work around the house.
Huh? I am. We've been having trouble with, we've got a sort of a garden wall out in front of our house. We've been having some trouble with it in recent years. The erosion has caused it to sort of tip forward, and this past spring, it went ahead and just tipped over, like, onto the sidewalk, like, just fell to the ground. So we moved all the stones out of the way, and we're just basically waiting for a time that was both available for us and, you know, non-inclement weather, and this Sunday was it. And so we spent the day, we took it right down to the ground, and then rebuilt the thing. Wow. Yep, made lugged a bunch of like drainage stone from Lowe's and just did the whole shebang, and you know, slotted the top together like we were playing a game of GD Tetris, and we're at the point now where we're feeling pretty good about where we're at. We don't want to jinx anything, but we're feeling pretty solid about the experience.
Now, how many hours effort was that?
I think it, like, all told, it took us about six, like most of the day. Like a lot of schlepping rocks back and forth, bending over, right, and the like. And so, pretty much every part of me is a little achy today. Well worth it, because it's one of those things where we're actually feeling fairly confident that we may not have to do it again next year. And that's a big thing for us.
Well, that's very good indeed. Well, it's good to have you here with us to talk movies. Were you able to get to the movies given all of your home construction?
I actually got to two movies.
Oh, that's fantastic.
We went to see, I saw Adrift. The new movie starring Shailene Woodley. And Action Point, the latest from Johnny Knoxville.
Okay. Well, where do we begin?
Let's start with Adrift, because Adrift was actually certainly the better of the two. But not necessarily, it wasn't necessarily a great movie, but I'm not entirely sure why it wasn't a great movie. It's one of those, we've been, as humanity has been telling stories since, that was among the first things we ever did, was tell each other stories, and scary stories of survival have been a mainstay of storytelling since the beginning. This is basically one of those, a lost at sea narrative based on a true story. The name of the book is Red Sky at Morning, a true story of love lost and survival at sea. A woman named Tammy Oldham was sailing from Tahiti. Maybe it was, yeah, no, Tahiti, to San Diego. Her fiance at the time, and they wound up inadvertently wandering into a hurricane, and the boat was essentially disabled, and they were they basically drifted, and she was adrift at sea for 41 days before being discovered, and the book and the movie is that story. Shailene Woodley plays Tammy. Kind of a drifter, an aimless sort of drifting through life 20-something who meets a guy named Richard, a British guy, played by Sam Claflin. And they immediately fall in love in the way only people in movies can fall in love, and decide after a few months together that they're gonna sail across the world together. But before that can happen, he's approached with the... by some friends with a job opportunity, just be like, we need you to take our sailboat to dock in San Diego, which just happens to be where Tammy is originally from. And so they wind up deciding to take this trip. And that's when they encountered the hurricane. And then we get to see the ordeal at sea unfold over, basically a month and a half lost on the ocean. It's... it's interesting because there's a thinness to this story that you wouldn't expect necessarily from a based on a true story kind of movie. But you know, like it's one of those deals where there's some gaps in the narrative, and the romance has a bit of a too quick, like, you know, young adult John Green feel to it. That said, it looks great. Like the stuff that they do at sea is really pretty wonderful.
I have to ask you, as an actor, because I always think this, do you watch movies like that and say to yourself, oh my God, I can't imagine ever being in that movie and what they must have to go through?
Oh my God, there are all these stories about like how they spent most of the shoot like feeling seasick because they're out on the water.
Yeah.
And doing stuff where it's like they basically go on these weird crash diets to, you know, to simulate the idea of, you know, of, you know, so it's like these weird, like flavorless, like protein rich diets, which results in, you know, the moments when they do consume actual food on screen feeling a little bit more genuine, because it's like, oh my God, I haven't had anything with taste in my mouth for, you know, 3 weeks. So I'm pretty jazzed about this peanut butter right now. Yeah, and I mean, and Shailene Woodley's pretty good. Like she's interesting because she's talented, but she's just made a lot of weird choices. I think the big thing for her, and it's unfortunate, was landing the lead in those Divergent movies immediately after the Hunger Games kind of took off, and right. So she's always kind of been fighting this uphill battle against being perceived as like basically like a cut-rate Jennifer Lawrence kind of situation. Like, she's Gary Busey to Jennifer Lawrence's Nick Nolte. Like, that kind of deal. You know, nobody wants to be Gary Busey, is what I'm saying. And so she's fighting against that, and she's quite good in this movie. But again, like, for whatever reason, there's a lack of resonance to it that makes it a little bit of a slog to get through. Like, it's... You know, they keep it afloat, but that's pretty much it. Like, it doesn't really set sail the way they probably hoped it would. But yeah, so that's Adrift. The other one, man, Action Point.
I can't even. Good for you, because yeah, you could give me the tickets and some cash on the side. I'd be like, no, I'm sorry, I can't do it.
You know, and it's funny too, because I'm someone who, has a deep love of watching people do stupid things and hurt themselves. Like, I've always kind of had a soft spot in my heart for Johnny Knoxville. I enjoyed some of the stuff on Jackass. I wasn't necessarily as big a fan of his movies, but it's like, you know, I admire the commitment to the bit that Johnny Knoxville and his crew bring to the table, because, you know, it's like whatever else you might get from a Johnny Knoxville joint, somebody's going to take something to the balls, and it's going to be, you know, they're going to fall from a great height. You know, they're going to get thrown through a wall. Again, like, someone's going to take a shot to the groin, and I adore stuff like that. Like, stuff like that makes me laugh. And yet it's a real bummer when you go into a movie with extremely low expectations and you're still disappointed, but that's where we're at with Action Point. The basic gist is, Johnny Knoxville plays a guy named DC who runs a self-made, amusement park in the late 70s, early 80s. Like, he's built the attractions himself, and it's all, very, rough and kind of dangerous and the whole shebang. He's got this crew of basically interchangeable young people who kind of work with him. I mean, I could go through the names of the actors or the characters. I don't really remember. I'd have to look it up. But, you know, they basically just, they come and go. It doesn't really matter who they are or what they do. They're plot devices. A regular Johnny Knoxville collaborator, Chris Pontius, is in this movie. He plays his brother. But he's got his daughter comes to visit for the summer. Just as a new shiny corporate theme park opens up just down the road, and he has to figure out how he's going to keep bringing in customers. And so he leans into the dangerous nature of what he does. And so basically it's like they basically remove supervision and safety. And that's when you start getting things like blasted in the crotch with a fire hose, and hurled through a barn wall with a trebuchet, like stuff like that. And I laughed, but my heart wasn't really in it, mm-hmm. because it just, I'm not expecting, I don't need any sort of complicated narrative when I'm going to see Johnny Knoxville in a movie. I don't need that kind of storytelling, but give me something. It could be skeletal as far as a framework is concerned, but give me something.
Is it different where it's actors playing people having these things done to them as opposed to random idiots trying these things and getting hurt?
I think that's part of it. I think that added layer of remove, I think, kind of takes a little bit of the edge off it, because it's like, oh, yeah, no, this isn't, you're not just doing this to impress your, you're doing this, ostensibly in the name of storytelling, but really what you're doing is
it's your art.
Yeah, it's the same thing you've always done. Maybe the weirdest part is the framing device through which this story is told, because it's actually a story within a story. You've got present day DC, played by Johnny Knoxville in ridiculous old age makeup, telling the story to his granddaughter of the legendary Action Point. Near as I can tell, this device exists solely so they can drop him on his head a couple of times while he's dressed like an old man. Well, so it's like, so you get to see an old man, get a concussion or whatever. Which, by the way, word on the street is Mr. Knoxville suffered four concussions in the course of filming this movie. Good. And it's just one of those things where it's like, yeah, come on, man, you got kids. Maybe it's time to take a step back and think about what you're doing, because, again, I understand, and as someone who greatly enjoys watching you hurt yourself, it pains me to say it, but maybe it's time to let the next generation up start throwing oranges at one another's bottoms. I don't know, yeah.
Hey, I mean, he's not an awful actor. And he could pull off some roles as small roles as characters in comedy movies, but he doesn't seem to be willing to do that on a regular basis. He wants to be the focus of the movies.
Yeah. See, that's the thing with him. I think his biggest issue is the fact that he's not super interested in staying in his lane. Yeah. I think it's a degree of not really wanting to defer as far as that's concerned, and being able to, and again, if people are going to back up a truck full of money for you to make a movie like this, of course you're going to do it. But at the same time, it's like one has to imagine, especially considering the absolutely abysmal performance at the box office this weekend, this might be it for the whole Johnny Knoxville led genre of film. I think we're going to be seeing a little bit less of Mr. Knoxville going forward. Again, the bar was so low, and I still managed to just be like, I guess the big thing for me is, a movie like this, it doesn't have to be good, but it shouldn't be boring.
Right.
And that's what this movie was. It was boring.
It sounds like it couldn't decide what it wanted to be.
And you've got your big setup bits and whatever, and then the rest is, it's connective tissue, but it's connective tissue you don't really care about. And so when you remove that aspect of things, it's just like, I guess get to the next part where you hurt yourself, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, edit out the rest of that
stuff. Yeah, right.
We don't need a story. Our friend Upton Bell wanted to know if you had seen Mary Shelley yet.
I have not.
Is it here yet?
No, we haven't. We haven't had the opportunity to see it in this neck of the woods. I feel like I've heard rumblings that our friends down at Railroad Square in Waterville might be getting it if they haven't already. It sounds like a fascinating idea for a movie, so I'm very curious to see how it plays out. But no, Mr. Bell, I am probably going to be seeing more garbage like Action Point before I see something quality like Mary Shelley. Such is life, I suppose.
What's coming this week? Do you know what the new release
will be? The big one this weekend is Ocean's 8.
I'm actually looking forward to that.
I'm very curious to see how it's going to come together. It's a great cast. I think I'm I think you're gonna run into trouble having someone other than Steven Soderbergh running the show for that kind of movie. Like, part of what made those original Ocean's movies work so well. And granted, that's great to have a cast of all stars, but like, if you don't have someone who knows what they're doing running the show, like, it's just gonna be, you know, it might as well be an Adam Sandler vanity project. You know what I mean? Yeah, Grown Ups 3. Like, don't be Grown Ups 3, Ocean's 8. That's all I'm asking.
That's it. Well, we'll look forward to hearing all about it from Alan next weekend. We'll see you Wednesday afternoon as well.
Oh, yeah, I'll be here.
It's Alan Adams of The Main Edge, Pass the Popcorn, brought to you by Bangor Mall Cinema 10, Stillwater Avenue in Bangor.